expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds!
Sorry, the mic got away.
I'm not sure what that was, but okay, good morning.
I tried to woo, but the mic started spinning, and so it smashed my face. Oh, gosh. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Travis.
Come on down, Travis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's Sunday, September 12th, 2021. My name is Mark Kent. I'm here as your host of Sovereign Mind Radio once again. It's Sunday, 10 to noon. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
The sound
keeps going in and out here.
It's because you got your ears all clogged up. I don't know.
Can't hear you at all. No, really. I can't hear you guys at all.
Really?
No?
Yeah, okay. Nothing.
How about now?
How about that?
Now I can.
Yeah, see, I got the power, yo.
Oh, gone again.
Stop.
Maybe it's me over here touching.
Maybe I'll have to move. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The kid that rocks around the clock, Cyber Dave Johnson, is out on assignment today. And last but not least, the guardian of the magic button, the librarian of bumper, Travis!
Yeah, bumpity bumper. Oh, you're going to go to blue. Okay.
Oh, boy. Well, we have a bunch of stuff lined up, and as usual, looks like there's activity in the chat room.
And if you don't behave, we will.
We will
shut
ban
you.
Off. We will ban you.
And they have their choice because it is their show, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, there I just wanted to get that out there.
I don't mind free speech. I don't mind posting. It's the snide, rock throwing comment remarks that are just designed to try to belittle everybody. And, you know, if they answered questions once in a while or addressed facts, it'd be one thing. But if all you want to do is throw stones, then I'm going to ban you.
You weren't here this morning during the first show.
Yeah.
The someone came out, and the first thing they were saying was...
Oh, yes. At the first, they started attacking Travis and other people.
Right.
And we won't stand for that. No. I'm sorry. It's not going
to
happen.
Be gone. I mean, we don't have to put up with it. I would like a discourse. I would like freedom of speech.
Me too. That's why I keep them here. I don't ban them just because people tell me to.
But you don't go into a theater and start yelling fire, you know, for no reason.
Right.
I mean, just to get the crowds running over the top of each other or something. You know, there are limits to free speech, and there is what also having a conversation about facts and having a conversation and you know, ideas, you know, in the marketplace of ideas. I have no problem with that, but that's not what happens, because I have yet to ask a question of any of these guys and get an answer.
Yeah.
They never answer your question, no matter what the question is. They just go on with their diatribe. Well, that's not a conversation.
And if you're going to just call in or get in the chat room and attack somebody, flat out attack them and call them names.
You're gone. I don't care.
Not going to put up with
it. I mean, we're supposed to be here. This is our show, and we're trying to, you know, get the truth out there. We're trying to figure out what the truth is sometimes. There's so much fake news, you know, and when people post everything, that's great. But you can post anything that says just about anything.
Oh, yeah.
You can get any scientist to back anything you say. The Earth was flat was consensus at one time just because you have you know, 90% of the people that are saying the that there's climate change are all paid by the government funding. I mean, gee, maybe we should look at the other 10% just for, you know, an opposing viewpoint. So,
yeah,
you know, it just gets old after a while. So, you know, I want to find facts if possible, you know, and, you know, the fact is that this flu epidemic, if you can even go that far. You know, I mean, you look at it and it's being used politically, no question about it. You know, and I got a question. If I'm in the room and I've had COVID and I haven't vaccinated, and there's another person in the room who's fully vaccinated, who's had every shot under the sun, and how am I a danger to them? If you think about that for a second.
Well, yeah, I mean, if your vaccine or shot does what it's supposed to do, why is there any concern about anything being in the room? If it's so effective, yeah.
Why are you concerned with me?
Do you guys really don't know? The answer is because the vaccinated have the new strain of COVID and you have the OG COVID.
Well,
they're in fear of getting the OG COVID because they're having...
Because their vaccines don't work.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Exactly. And so you got to keep on, you know, having shots.
The recent studies that have come out, and there's out of Israel saying that you're if you've had COVID and you used treatments, you know, like this ivermectin thing. Now it's like, oh, Joe Rogan, he took horse stuff. No, they've been taking ivermectin for people. You know, not using horse paste to go after.
Well,
you know, but I heard this from a doctor.
Yeah,
I heard this from a doctor who said that. So obviously they're watching somebody that's telling them one thing that is not true.
Well, let's look at this logically. You're going to take the same dose that you would give a horse. A human's going to take the same dose, right?
It's like saying that if I eat Quaker oatmeal, that I'm eating horse oats. Yeah, there is a difference, okay? It might be the same thing, but it's a different product, okay? Yeah. It's different doses. It's different amounts.
Exactly. That's where I'm going. It's just stupid.
And, but my point is that it's just fake news and propaganda to smear anybody who goes against the narrative to say you have to have vax. See, this is another divide and conquer strategy, and that's all it is. You know, the blacks against the whites, the gays against the straights. Now it's the vaxxed against the unvaxxed.
Exactly.
It's all about divide and conquer. It's not about real science. It's not about real substance. It's about keeping everybody separated and fighting amongst ourselves.
And so now they know who is and isn't vaccinated.
Well, not only that, the failure of this administration on every level is now, it's the vax, it's the anti-vaxxers' fault. It's not the administration. It's not his failure of economic policy. It's not the high inflation.
Period.
It's not its complete failure. He can't even talk. The Afghanistan debacle.
Wow.
So let's blame it on the guys who don't want to get shot because they think that their immune system is better. And by studies, it is. See, that's what they don't want to understand or look at or examine. It's all about you're a jerk because you don't want to get vaccine. You don't want to
poison yourself and die.
You think it's better, but it's been demonstrably so.
And the thing of it is, the bottom line is, we're in America. We have a choice.
Well,
we're supposed to have a choice.
You know,
not somebody telling us, yes, you've got to do it.
Absolutely, because what they don't seem to want to get is that once you lose control of your body, remember your body, your choice, and the government now can tell you whatever they want to put in your body. They can tell you what shot to take, when to take it, how to take it. You don't see the danger in that? Let's go to our caller.
We've got Terry on the line. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm gonna go back a little bit. I tried to catch you, but you guys are fast. You went to the next subject. I just wanted to bring up something that I think is important that all the listeners need to know, and I think we need to sort of let them know this. On this chat room stuff and all this other stuff, folks, Mark Kent, I, Matt, Nick, we pay Carl Bott to be on this program. Now that is not a bad thing. That's the way radio works. Let me finish this. That's the way radio works. We have paid him tens of thousands of dollars over the years.
Go ahead, Terry.
That's okay because that's the way radio works. It doesn't just work with advertising. And yes, Carl has been reasonable in what he charges everybody. That's not the issue. The issue is that we own these programs. We pay for this. No one pays us to come on. Tens of thousands of dollars, and there also is advertising, and that keeps KCNR afloat. That's the way business works. There's a lot of assumption out there that, oh, gee whiz, you know, Carl just lets us on the program. Well, no, he doesn't just let us on the program here. He doesn't let us do our thing, but he is very, very fair about what he charges us because it's a business arrangement. And I think this needs to be stressed because there has been comments, well, without advertising, nothing works on KCNR. No, we also put money in toward that. We put a lot of money in toward that and have been. And it's okay to do that. That's the way all radio stations work. And I think we need to be clear on that so people understand when they get in the chat room and we say we don't want them, then we don't have to have them.
Again, it's about having a discussion and not a rock-throwing contest, and that's where I draw the line. So with
yes,
that said,
my friend, I just want I'll let you go because I think that I'll get off here because you guys are, as usual, always on a good roll, and I think that's important that we let people know from time to time that we pay for these programs.
Thanks,
you know,
Terry.
Virtually, KCNR is a vendor. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Terry. All right, we'll talk to you later, buddy. Okay, so with that said, and all the discourse in the chat room, I'm ready to roll a clip if Travis has got me hooked up over there.
You know it, baby.
Whoa.
Sorry. You know,
do you just talk to the men like that, or do you do that for the women, too?
It sounded like
too?
You changed your gender there for just a second.
I'm fluid. I was looking at the control board here going, oh, yeah, baby. And it just kind of happened.
So everybody says that, oh, everybody's a denier and the vaccine deniers and all this stuff. Here's a question on CNN that was asked of our esteemed, prosecuted at some point, for lying about everything, Dr. Fauci. He's asked the question, you know, a basic question here, and let's hear what his answer is. Let me make sure I've got my everything turned up here. Okay, here we go.
There was a study that came out of Israel about natural immunity, and basically the headline was that natural immunity provides a lot of protection, even better than the vaccines alone. What are people to make of that? So as we talk about vaccine mandates, I get calls all the time. People say, I've already had COVID, I'm protected, and now the study says maybe even more protected than the vaccine alone. Should they also get the vaccine? How do you make the case to them?
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that.
There was a study.
I don't have a firm answer for you. That's Fauci. So,
but he has a firm answer on everything else?
What it tells you is the guy is complete a fraud. So anything that doesn't go with the narrative, this guy knows he's in trouble, the emails that came out, you know, all the science and all the fake news and all this crap. You asked a simple question of the study that just came out, which nobody wants to look at on the other side, that says that if you are, healthy, and your immune system has already fought this virus off, that you are better off than having the vaccine by 13 or 14 times or something. The waning rate is 5% a month as opposed to 30 or whatever percent it was in the study of after you have the vaccine. That's why you have to keep getting boosters. And who's benefiting from you getting boosters?
Let's think about it.
You know, big pharma. You know, the guys.
Dr. Fauci himself?
The guys that you said were bad guys 5 years ago that are now all of a sudden good guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's just bull crap. And so, you know, the thing is that anything that goes against the narrative is just ignored.
Well,
doesn't
yeah.
matter what the study. And this was a big study. There was like a 900,000 people in this study. This wasn't just a shoot from the hip study.
Yeah.
So if you do your homework and you do that. Okay, so now everybody needs to get vaccinated no matter what. So does that mean if they're going to lie about that, are they going to lie about all of the cures that are not vaccine related? Are
yeah.
they going to lie about the hydroxychloroquine? Are they, you know, Joe Rogan, the example this last couple weeks?
Well, when have they told the truth?
Well, that's
from the very beginning, it's been one thing after another, lie after lie.
We're just supposed to run off the cliff with the rest of the lemons.
Sure.
I don't think so. Not in a free society.
I'm not going to the train station.
This is how it started in Germany.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to the train station, folks.
And so this is just a divide and conquer strategy, in my opinion. And this couldn't be a biological weapon coming out of China, could it? Remember how SARS 2 or whatever it was a biological weapon?
Yeah.
This is a strain of that. And now all of a sudden this is not a biological weapon, even though Fauci funded it.
Yeah, back in 2016, 2017, before it even became a pandemic.
I know, you can go back and hear
this stuff. Yeah, and there is that evidence. It's in black and white that he created it. He was involved in the creation of it. But, okay, no problem. Move along. Get your jab.
That's exactly right. Just get your jab and shut up. Okay.
Right,
you know, here's another thing about this mandate stupid crap. Here's a question for stupid crap. Okay, so if you have over 100 employees.
Oh, well, this comes out of the top of the line, stupid crap person.
If you have over 100 employees, it's mandated that you get the vaccine. If you have under 100, they leave it up to you. Now, what's the difference between 99 and 100?
Just like before, if you're out after 11 at night and before 6 a.m., you can get it more than the other people.
Well, I suggest to you that because this thing was not FDA approved and that it's still under the Emergency Authorization Act, now what that basically does is give the big employers insurance not to be sued. If you think about it, who would they be protecting that has more than 100 people? If you think about it, who's been given a pass from the beginning of this? Has it been Amazon and Lowe's and Home Depot and all the big box stores, Target, Walmart? Do they have over 100 employees? Do all the little restaurants that they shut down have under 100 employees typically?
Well, of course.
So I'm not buying it. I mean, and so if you're under 100 employees, you're not as much at risk as if you're over 100 employees.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah, you know, it picks and chooses where it is going to get the people. Don't you know that where it's going to attack?
Yeah.
You know.
Does it still affect you sitting down versus standing up?
I'm sure it does.
Well,
if
you have a mask on going to your table,
you're okay.
You're okay. But if you take the mask off at the table, then you're okay.
Question: what if your over 100 employee business are just sitting down in cubicles? Are they safe because they're sitting down?
Not according to them.
No,
but they're sitting down.
But they stand up every once in a while.
But if they're all vaccinated, they're still spreading it and they're still susceptible to it, even though the study shows that if you have, had it already and your immunity's built up, it's better than the vaccine.
And how can this guy say that, how can he mandate it? I'm just asking.
Do you
just pull it out of the air? I'm going to mandate it as of today?
If he appointed himself. You guys know that, right? He wasn't given this position. He gave it to himself.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the guy in the chat room, FDA approves it. No, they didn't. Read the letter. I read the letter from the FDA to Pfizer. They didn't approve it. They approved another drug called Comirnaty, or however you want to say it, that's not even on the market.
It hasn't really been made.
So they lied. See, that's the trouble with you guys, is that you don't check anything out. You believe every lie that comes down the pipe at you, regardless of whether it's actually true or not, and then you don't investigate any other sources to see if it's true.
And if there wasn't a problem, how come you got all these doctors and surgeons that now have a lawsuit against these people?
Right.
You got like something like 100 doctors and 1,000 surgeons or 1,000 MDs or something that are having a civil suit against this, and they're actually taking patients on for free. If you've come in contact or people want you to get the jab or whatever, they're standing up for your rights for free.
Yeah.
And you know, I posted a thing from the CDC. Okay, about the death cases. And, of course, the fact checkers say it's missing content. I posted this as directly from the CDC, found that there's 650,000 cases where the vaccine has done has an adverse reaction. This is from the VAERS date. This is from the VAERS system, not the CDC. I'm sorry, the National Vaccine Information Center, which is a government agency, and it's right on there. Deaths up almost 14,000, permanent disabilities, blah 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 blah. But we never talk about those because it doesn't go into the narrative. We don't talk about the new emails that Fauci has been that came out this last week that were taken out of by the Freedom of Information Act. They were acquired that show that he's lied over and over again. We don't take that into consideration. We don't take into consideration the funding. You can't report. It's all missing faxes. Missing facts. Or no facts at all. It's just ridiculous. And all I'm saying is I don't trust them because the government's never lied to us before, right? They don't lie at all, right?
Right.
Not that I remember, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't remember any lies at all. No. You can keep your doctor. You can keep. It's not going to cost you any more money for the healthcare system.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, this is. We'll have this shut down in 2 weeks. Mask on, mask off. Mask off. We would have a full show, just. Pulling the lies out, putting them on.
We could spend all day on that
We could spend all day on it.
Yeah.
But we're supposed to trust everything that comes out of the news, the mainstream, all of it. How many lies have they been caught in? I don't trust any of this stuff. I go to the source docs. I looked at the letter from the CDC to Pfizer. Did you?
No.
Yeah.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Someone
posted on Instagram. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
What's up with that?
This is a little different.
Well, I think it's catching me by surprise like that, too. Because it's so easy to believe what you read, but then you actually do the research. You're like, oh, wait, that was wrong.
Yeah.
Or they present it with a proof thing. They presented it so that people thought they were talking about one vaccine, one that was out, when they actually were talking about another. But the way they presented it, if you didn't pay attention, you'd say, oh, yeah, it was approved. No problem.
You're right.
Well, they've been caught in so many lies. The mainstream media has been caught in so many lies that if you trust them at all for any of your data, you're a moron, in my opinion. Okay. And that needs to be said. I mean, if you want to run off the cliff, that's your business. Just leave me out of it. Don't force me to go off the cliff with you at the point of a gun. See, that's the problem.
Yeah. And I have that option. That is my right.
Well, if you don't have that option, then you don't have the option not to get on the train to the concentration camp that puts all the unvaxxed people in it to make sure that everybody else is safe.
Well, what did Biden say a couple days ago? This is not a choice.
Right. Well, now you got a dictator.
Wow.
That's what you when you. That's what you,
I'm getting tired of all of you out there.
This is a malarkey.
Now, with all of that said, I mean,
wow,
it's there's a lot to unpack there. I'm gonna.
And back to the lines that before they said that the children didn't need to get vaccinated, they didn't have a way to vaccinate them. And everything. Now it's, now we got to do the 12-year-olds and under. Where does it stop, folks?
It doesn't.
That's my point. It doesn't stop. What makes you think that they're going to stop there?
Right.
Again, back to the lies. Oh, no, the kids can't get it. Kids don't transmit it. Now the kids, now we got to worry about vaccinating them. Get them vaccinated. I'm full of crap.
And then they wonder why everybody's going, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So now it's just like the stupid recall election here I know, take your pick, there's a handful in California for Mussolini down there, Gavin Mussolini. Now it's a Republican recall.
Say no against the Republicans.
It's like everything is a divide strategy. Yeah. That's all these people know how to do. They don't do anything good. If you look at his record in California and you still think this guy has the ability to lead, you're an idiot. He's botched everything. The fires, the border,
familiar?
Closing down a veterans hospital by stopping $22 million from supporting them while giving $150 million to illegal aliens. I don't care what issue money, budget, high-speed rails, you take your pick. This guy is a train wreck. But now we've got the big guns coming in. We got Chlamydia Harris and I'm what's her name?
I have to be careful because I can't say it without saying it incorrectly.
You know, Willie Brown's friend. And so you got, and then you got the, you know, Obama coming in, you know, that, you know, stop the Republican recall. Like
say no.
What an idiot. So now, I guess we got a couple.
We got a couple of callers. I think we need to go to a break first. Let's please break. Hang on, Kay and Shay, and we will get you on the other side. Yes.
Before we go, this next song that we're coming back with is dedicated to 9/11, and we want to talk a little bit about that today as well.
All right. And this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Softly creeping, left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams, I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a streetlamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing.
Staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson
state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
When the night has come and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So, darling. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear just as long.
Yeah, I could listen to the whole song.
Yeah.
You know, it just makes me sad that we are so divided. You know, you go back to 9/11, and, you know, for a time there, everybody was on the same page because we were all being attacked by the same enemy. Now, the excuses that are made for the enemy and it made for the administration and made for the news agencies and so forth is nothing but divide and conquer. Everything's mm-hmm. about a division. And if you can't see that, then you're not really looking, because if you really cared about the good of the country, then you would try to discern, you know, the truth through all of these seas of lies. I mean, you know, and they're on both sides of the aisle. There's no question about it. You've got to check everything out. You know, it's crazy. But
back then in 2001, 9/11, you know, was survival mode. And people were there again. If you don't realize it, with the divide and conquer, what they're doing to us.
I think that 9/11 was the start of it. And I think that people high up in government had access to grind. I've got a clip here that I want to play from Donald Rumsfeld. Talking about the $2.3 trillion that was missing from the Pentagon the day before 9/11. Yeah. I've got the tape. So let's go to our callers.
All first? Right. I believe it's Kay that's first. Good morning, Kay. What you got for
Good
us?
Good morning, Linda and Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, back on the vaccination thing, I really question, I mean, I'm a political scientist. I'm not a hard scientist. But it's gone into the realm of the political sciences. It's left the hard sciences. But my question to the hard scientists is, what, you know, if somebody is already sick, they have some kind of a condition, they have cancer, they have whatever, an autoimmune problem.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to, why does it make it better for them to have a bunch of stuff pumped into their body that their immune system has to fight? And if their system is depleted and it doesn't know how to fight, what kind of a problem is that going to make? And if they have autoimmune problems, then their system's going to go into gear and fight 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 and never stop, and they'll get sick anyway, whether it's you know, I mean, just because it's fighting.
I totally believe what you're saying is going to be the end result, and only time will tell. I'm not hoping that that's the end result, but
yeah.
From what I've seen is that because it only recognizes the one spike protein, the vaccine, if you want to call it, the emergency whatever, experiment, because it only does that, what happens is it goes after that vaccine, and then there's these other variants that are produced, and then because that vaccine only, emergency whatever, only recognizes that one spike protein, the other ones that are created, it doesn't, so thus the need for the booster shot. Whereas if you go to the immunity, the natural
right.
immunity, it right. actually...
it attacks it all.
It attacks it all. So I think what you're doing by using this over the long haul, and there's a lot of evidence to it, is that you're...
attacking your system.
That's right. What you are doing is that at the end of the day, your immune system is going to go bankrupt, and you're going to end up dying from anything.
Yeah, that's what it does. It actually destroys your immune system, and that part doesn't ever come back. So
well,
it's not...
Is that protein synthesized? Is it natural or is it synthesized?
Well, it was synthesized.
Yes.
That's the whole point of the Wuhan thing, is that they took a protein spike. They took the actual virus. Now, I'm not a virologist here either.
Right.
So, you know, all I'm saying is that from what I've read.
You're
is,
a number cruncher.
I'm not even a number cruncher. I read law is what I do, and I read well, and the computer crunches the numbers. But what it is that when you, however they do it, they took this virus and modified it from the natural state
right.
so that it would then be able to mutate
right.
into humans.
And that's where you make your mistake, because our bodies are cued in to natural things, not the unnatural chemical
Correct.
Man-made
well,
thing.
Well,
yeah.
this is why we might actually see Fauci up on charges if we have anybody in the Justice Department that's going to do
that's
anything.
A big, yeah.
Not in this administration, yeah. maybe the next. I don't know. That's the big controversy this last week, is that those emails that came out show all Fauci says is that they weren't supporting gain of function. And the real deal is that's exactly the definition of gain of function. And nobody has, in the media, has asked them, well, then what is gain of function if that's not it? See, I think he's deathly afraid that he's going to get prosecuted over this thing at some point, because if he was funding gain of function through the NGO, then lying about not doing it, and some of these emails show that he was, absolutely panicking because they went all night with these emails trying to shut it down, saying it wasn't gain of function. I think he's got some legal jeopardy here, and if they prove that he's the one that funded this and it went through China, and he's lied about this whole thing, and he's benefiting from the lies monetarily, I mean, they should. This guy's killed a lot of people through this crappy
yeah,
deal,
right.
and he should be worldwide, and he should be, in my opinion, executed over it.
Well, and I mean, he's almost like who was that guy in that mad doctor in the Nazi doctor?
Oh, Mengele?
Mengele, yeah, he's worse than Mengele.
Well, and you know, from my understanding, from what I've seen, that he's been supporting the gain of function research for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, they were doing it in North Carolina.
Well, because they couldn't
they
do
moved
it legally.
It to China.
That's exactly
That's,
right. Because it was illegal
right.
in North Carolina, so then they moved it to China. And why are we funding anything in China that's being controlled by the CCP, the Communist Party in China? Do you think that the scientists that are in China are not under the control of the Communist Party government?
And where do our masks come from? They're all from China.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Well,
I have one more thing.
Okay.
I think people complain about how we've been locked down, but up here we have. I mean, I don't like to be locked down at all, and I don't think it was merited at all, but. Up here in Shasta County, we have been able to do a lot more than almost all of the other 58 counties in California. And our supervisors did go down to Sacramento, and they did try to get as much as they could get. I mean, when you have a dictator telling you what to do...
Well, the monetarily wise is what you're saying?
What do you mean by that?
Well, we've been able to go... And on top of that, we've had brave business people that I think should get Purple Hearts.
I believe the business people. I'm not too sure about the Board of Supervisors.
No, but they did. They did.
They did. I mean, they went down there and they got the money, and the money they stuffed into the coffers down there at the county.
Well, but they also made it so that when we should have been under total lockdown, and
no, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they did not.
They did go down, and I think you need to be objective when you look at it.
I am.
I mean, it wasn't perhaps the way we wanted it. We had our sheriff and our police wouldn't enforce it. Now, they could have gotten, the state could have come up and undermined them.
They
and
let Karen Ramstrom
dictate.
Whatever was going on, and they can hire and fire Karen, and they went along with whatever she said. They, you know, you can put a happy face on anything. They took the money, they stuffed it in the accounting, they used most of it in the general fund, they hired a bunch more people, they only gave a small percentage to the businesses
through
the Chamber of Commerce, who got their cut. No, I'm not buying any of that crap. These guys need to go.
The thing of it is that we can do an awful lot. My niece got married down in Marin County, and they couldn't get it. They couldn't get married, and finally they were allowed 5 people, and that included the person who officiated.
What does that? I don't understand. What does that have to do with the price of tea?
Well, yeah, we were locked down.
We weren't locked down as much, but we shouldn't have been locked down at all.
Well,
but it was better than it could have been.
It wasn't because of the Board of Supervisors.
Because of the people.
The people said, we're not doing it. That's the real deal.
Yeah,
and I've talked
a
lot of businesses out there who they came out, they did their intimidation tactics, and the Board of Supervisors never stopped them. You know, they said that, oh, they protected, and they didn't protect anybody. They protected some of their friends with some of the money, and we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this one, Kate.
But anyway, in order for my nephew to get to go to his sister's wedding, he became ordained over the internet.
He what?
He became ordained over the internet, and he married him. He officiated.
Oh, ordained! I wasn't sure
so
what you're saying.
Mom and dad and the bride and groom
and the
brother.
So what you're saying is they got whisked away to a Zoom wedding.
But they didn't. We didn't have to do that here. I mean.
Well, it wasn't the Board of Supervisors, but let's move on.
We do have another caller. Okay. We do appreciate you calling
thanks,
and giving your side of it. And next we'll move to Shay. Good morning, Shay. Are you there, Shay?
Are you on the air? You with us, Shay?
I'm here.
Okay.
How are you guys?
We're
good.
Doing good. You?
Oh, you know, just another fine day in paradise.
All right.
Living the dream. Is that what you're saying?
If you want to call it a dream.
What you got for us, Shay?
I think it's kind of time we start fighting fire with fire, and we can start a fire with, no pun intended, I mean, with the things going on around the county here, counties. That probably wasn't a very good choice of words, but with the whole COVID thing, the science, their science, liberal science, wants to force on us that there's all of these genders everywhere. And all of the studies ever done on COVID, who's getting it, who's not, has been 2 genders, male and female. And so I've come to the conclusion that if I just, for the time being, consider myself non-binary, it's totally impossible to contract the virus or anything else for that matter.
What is your definition of non-binary?
No sexual preference.
Non-sexual. I do not identify as male or female.
Yeah, it's not a preference thing. It's a biological, physical thing. You're either this or you're that. But you're saying you're not either one of those. You are it, and so you're just going to make it up, and then by that way you'll avoid you'll avoid it all.
Well, that's their logic. I mean, you've got to follow science. So if you just
sounds
use
good.
What they're saying.
It reminds me, I just watched an article this morning about an MMA guy who used to be a guy of Special Forces in, I don't know, the Marine or the Army, who just beat the crap out of the world champion female who is a female.
Yes.
Identifies as a female. He choked her out in 3 minutes. It's like, you know, it's the same type of thing, you know. It's just made up crap.
Well, It is. It is. But if they want to play along, then I suppose we ought to start using their science against them. And if they want to put a vaccine down my arm or throat or however you want to put it, then...
Then you're going to change your gender. Then you're going to change your gender magically into something.
Into something that doesn't identify with either gender that's getting this virus.
What if I identify as a Wuhan bat?
Probably would be immune.
Yeah. I mean,
it depends on who's looking at it. They have other terms for that.
I'm sure you could get a Batman costume from the local store, and I could I could lower my voice.
Halloween season.
I guess you could try to fly too. I mean, you know, that's totally up to you.
I can lower my voice, and you'd have to do what you were told.
And we'll see how that works for you. You let me know how that works for you. You know.
Thanks for the call, Jay.
So far, I haven't been able to try it yet, but, you know, it makes sense to me, as nonsensical as all this crap is, that, you know, we just, everybody consider themselves non-binary, and then nobody's going to get it, because the studies show, the science says, that only males and females are getting it, so.
Not X, Y, and Z, and W, R, P,
fluid, so
and.
I never get it.
I need to play a clip here.
Well, thanks for calling in, Shay. We appreciate it.
I'll let you play your show.
Okay, we do have another caller.
Hold on. I've got to play the clip. Thanks, Shay. Okay, I got to play the clip real fast here. Hold on a second. Here we go. Hold on. It's coming.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
Okay, that's it.
So maybe we don't want to see in some people's imagination.
Some of the best music ever written.
With that, we'll go to Troy. Good morning, Troy.
Hello.
Hey,
how are you guys?
Good, you?
The fun never stops, Troy. What you got?
Oh, yeah. That's about as much fun as a sharp stick in the eye.
What you got?
I'm semi-sane like most of people are these days over what's going on in our country. Anyway, like I keep telling people, because I think it's a good idea, if you're afraid of getting or giving a virus, put on a hazmat suit and shut up and leave the rest of us alone.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Live in fear.
Either of you watch the series Yellowstone with Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
I've watched the first season or something, but I haven't got back to it.
Well, I just discovered it recently, and it's funny, because those guys have got, most of the time, they've got a good sense of justice. And I think Biden and all his crew in the news media need to take a ride to the train station. All right, that's it.
Thanks. Well, that leads me right into another clip here.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Here we go. Here's my other clip. Here we go. You ready? Here we go.
Oh, how this country has gone straight to hell. Joe and Kamala sit at the helm. He must do something other presidents didn't do. He's embarrassing the country and cheated me and you. Biden looks so good in shape. He and Kamala can go straight to hell. Biden looks so good in jail.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't the mother.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And go straight to hell. He must have hired some help from abroad to ship in those ballots to
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that a little bit in the next hour.
Who's going straight to hell and to jail? I mean, you know.
Kamala or Kamala or Kamala? What is
Calamity? I don't know. Calamity, Camel. You're talking about chlamydia, Harris?
Sure. Everyone says it differently. I don't know what it is. Kamala? Maybe.
Joe Mama, Harris? I don't know.
Maybe,
I mean,
she hasn't decided what she is, you know? Is she male? Female. Maybe.
Here's another. Here's another clip.
Fluid like me.
Here's another clip.
Back up, baby.
Moving right along.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's another clip. This is a short one. This is Donald Rumsfeld the day before 9/11, and I kind of wanted to play this to sort of bring up, you know, this has been plaguing my back of my mind for years as to why nobody ever followed up on this. I guess it was because all the records were destroyed at the Pentagon by a plane that they couldn't find any parts to. Here we go.
Oh.
But governments can't die. So we need to find other incentives for bureaucracy to adapt and improve. The technology revolution has transformed organizations across the private sector. But not ours, not fully, not yet. We are, as they say, tangled in our anchor chain. Our financial systems are decades old. According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
Gee, that's a minor accounting error, right? With a little rounding error on the budget there.
That's just a little oops.
$2.3 trillion that they can't track?
Yeah. How would that be on a tax return? Oops. I just had a slight mistake.
That's the old Steve Martin defense, you know? How to not pay tax on $1 million. You know, they say, first you gotta make $1 million, you know, and then don't file a return. And when they come and ask you, why you didn't file your return and why you didn't pay your taxes, you go, I forgot.
Okay.
You know, and of course, you know, that's actually a better defense than saying, I refuse to.
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, even oops is better than
the dog ate the paper.
Yeah.
But that is troubling because the next day, 9/11 happened at the Pentagon and blew up all the records.
No.
Interestingly enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of things that went on just in that time frame.
And then this was never brought up again. I mean, you know, I'm not necessarily a conspiratorial theorist, although if I see that there's a conspiracy, you know, I'm not going to shy away from it, because if I see facts that indicate...
I was going to say, if it's factual, that's not a conspiracy,
well,
right?
Well, it's not a theory. It's a fact. So there's conspiracy facts and there's conspiracy theories, you know, kind of like a lot of things these days I don't know, like elections and stuff like that, you know, the most popular president.
Cheaters and bigger cheaters.
And that's coming out. We're going to talk about that in the second half, is that the audit results are coming in from Arizona, and it don't look good for Biden. And, in fact, it's like almost 300,000 off from their count.
Yeah, and they actually went, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, he just said spoiler alert.
Yeah, didn't they go door to door and track these down?
Yeah, they did actually.
Yeah.
And in their process, and by the way, Biden won by 10,000 votes, not 300,000 votes.
If that.
So
we're still not done with some of the audits.
Well, there's still more information coming in, and there's going to be, and there's still a bunch of audits now that are going to go into other states. But, you know, I've got a few things from Donald Trump here on it. One of them is that he's saying that they're going to decertify, he believes that they're going to decertify the election.
And what does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, I think everybody kind of knows that the whole thing was rigged one way or the other.
Right, but then after that point, where do we go? What do we do? How do we try to fix this?
If they prove that it's fraud, we'll talk about it.
Talk about it the next hour. Please stay tuned for Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Former President Trump joined tens of millions of other Americans marking 9/11 yesterday. He did it in New York City, visiting with police and blasting the Biden administration for leaving Afghanistan in the chaotic way that it did, allowing the Taliban to quickly take over. The former president also went on to say he was able to keep soldiers safe in Afghanistan, but this administration cannot keep Americans safe in their own streets.
And so we didn't lose one soldier in 18 months. And yet you look at these cities, and that's in Afghanistan. And yet you look at these cities where 88 people were shot in Chicago over a week. 88 people were shot. And many people died. And the same thing here.
Mr. Trump left the NYPD's 17th precinct in Midtown to cheers and applause. Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri has appeared in a new video marking the 20th anniversary of 9/11, months after rumors spread that he was dead. The site intelligence group that monitors jihadist websites says the video was released early yesterday. A final push in California's recall election.
Democratic allies of Governor Gavin Newsom are confident but are warning supporters not to let up on urging people to vote as they seek a decisive win. Republicans say the contest is far from settled as they make their cases up and down the state. Both major parties are ramping up the pace before the race concludes on Tuesday, with more than a third of voters having already mailed in their ballot or voted early in person. Some polls suggest Newsom likely to survive, but the GOP is expecting a larger turnout on Election Day. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The head of Iran's civilian nuclear program says Tehran will allow UN inspectors to install new memory cards into surveillance cameras at its sensitive atomic sites and continue filming. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Did you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
Israel has arrested four Palestinians who, along with two others, had tunneled out of a prison this past week, setting off a furious manhunt.
Israeli police say they've arrested four of the six Palestinians who had broken out of the maximum security facility, including a famed militant leader whose exploits over the years have made him a well-known figure. The four wanted men were caught in a pair of arrests in northern Israel. The arrests move Israel closer to closing an embarrassing episode that's exposed deep flaws in its prison system and turned the fugitive prisoners into Palestinian heroes. Late on Friday, Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip fired a rocket into Israel in an apparent sign of solidarity, drawing Israeli airstrikes in reprisal. I'm Charles Villadesma.
China reporting 46 new coronavirus infections today, including 20 locally acquired cases. News and analysis at townhall.com. A memorable night for baseball in the Big Apple.
New York's two baseball teams fittingly played each other on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, with the Yankees beating the Mets 8-7 at Citi Field. After an emotional pregame ceremony, the Yankees jumped out to a 5-0 lead with three home runs in the second inning by Kyle Higashioka, Brett Gardner, and Aaron Judge. The Mets, though, responded with seven straight runs to take a 7-5 lead into the eighth. But the Yanks scored three in the eighth, with a winning run scoring on Javi Baez's error after Judge had tied it at seven with his second homer. The victory snapped a seven-game losing streak for the Yanks. Tom Merriam, New York.
Today is Sunday, September the 12th. It's the 255th day of 2021. On this date in history, 1987, it was reported that Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden
had borrowed without attribution passages of a speech by British Labour leader Neil Kinnock for one of his own campaign speeches. Biden shortly left the race. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back.
whatever.
Boy. So I have a question for the chat room. Is the only place that you can get an education in a university?
I'm not in the chat room. I am, but I'm not answering for them. According to them, yeah, I guess so.
You don't go to university, you're anti-education, right?
You don't have any education. You can't get education.
Oh, no, you're anti-education.
Oh, you're anti, because I don't go to an institution that's run by the government?
Yeah, see, they never answer the questions. They always just, they never answer the questions. What's your degree in, and do you have to go to a university in order to get an education? You know, I mean, if I go to CommU, am I being educated or indoctrinated?
It depends on who's doing the definitions that day.
Half of my knowledge I got from YouTube, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the teachers that just got busted.
Because you have initials after your name or you went to a university doesn't mean you know anything.
Well, what about the teachers that just got busted down in Sacramento? That was high school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, flags and teaching communism.
Yeah, and they all knew about it, but that's
and making the students feel uncomfortable.
So is that guy anti-education or is that indoctrination? Okay, I have a clip of that actually of the guy who's before the school board because the guy had Antifa flags on his wall.
Didn't he have BLM or something too?
No, I don't think it was BLM, but there was Mao up there.
They liked his picture.
So they got caught and they fired the teacher because he, by his own admission, with the undercover operation, said that he was indoctrinating his students.
Yeah, he said that.
And to become revolutionaries, they got extra credit for going to left wing marches.
And he only had a
short
period of time. Didn't he say something like that?
180 days.
To accomplish.
So, it was that guy anti-education? Or is it okay to indoctrinate students? And if you don't like indoctrination because you feel that that's happening in the most, in a lot of major universities, then you're anti-education, right?
Oh.
Is that how it works?
Well,
yeah. Okay.
Like I say, I don't need to go to a government building. Sorry.
Well, this indoctrination is also seeping into high school.
See, and again,
that was high school.
Again, they don't answer the question. Yes, going to a university is an education. Is that the question? No, that's not the question. I asked you if going to a university is the only place you can get an education. No, see, they don't answer any of the questions that you ask. It's complete BS. So here's one of the teachers. Let's move on because
Do have a caller real quick before we get more into this.
Okay.
We've got Lori on the line. She said she's got a couple pointers for people in regards to the jab.
Okay.
And so,
all right,
good morning,
we'll
Lori.
On. Make it quick, Lori.
I know.
We're moving
fast. Thank you for this because as many of us are getting phone calls from people that have taken shot one or dose two, and they're very concerned, and they're having what's called vaccine remorse. I watched an hour and a half this past week about things that people can do. These are tips given by different experts. I suggest going to a health provider. I'm only listing what I took notes on from this episode 10 called Vaccine Remorse. Here's what they say. try to reverse some of this damage by supporting your immune system pronto. Save what you have left, meaning stop all, every vaccine ever. Do not take these things with the adjuvants. Eat real food, natural food. Don't microwave your food. Don't go through the fast food. No GMOs, because these vaccines have GMOs in them. No glyphosate, same thing. This will only activate a cytokine storm and make it worse. You must exercise and move your lymph system, aerobic, try to get fresh air. I know it's smoky and fiery, but you get the point. Oxygen, try to reduce the inflammation to the body. There's a water fasting for 72 hours, and that's in the Bible where they tell people to let your body take a break. That means no calories. That means let your body heal, remove, detox, flush, and all the rest. So whether that's bentonite clay or go see people at wherever you need to see as far as your experts. Also homeopathics, there's a vaccine curative in that. Let the body wisdom happen. Side effects is a misnomer. There are always direct and immediate effects from a vaccine. No, it might not kill you at the first moment or give you anaphylactic shock. Every vaccine has a crimp sheet that says side effects. These are direct harm upon your body. So that's the highlights, folks. Stop taking these. They're still emergency use. They're trying to scare people. This whole FDA approval thing, we know it's a bait and switch. Address your symptoms. Look at prevention protocol and the long haulers. In closing, they have a lot of fatigue, blood clots, depression. Some of them get sicker. So taking a shot right now is probably not the smartest thing to do, but I don't know. Do your homework, folks. Vitamin C, D, quercetin, zinc, cod liver, green smoothies, melatonin, antioxidants, and look at your gut health, the microbiome of your gut. So that's my synopsis of an hour and a half of different experts telling us how to slow down, calm down, and do not beat yourself up if you took shot one or two or might even be going in for the boosters. Just slow down and get some accurate information is the point.
All right. Well, there you have it. Thank you, Lori, for calling in with
Lori.
That. It's nice to hear that, you know, and we haven't talked much about it, that people can do certain things if they've had the jab.
Right.
And
they do not want to take it anymore, but what can they do if they're starting to feel horrible and sick to death that they've forever altered their genetic immune system?
Yeah.
Stop would be the first step.
But there is help out there. Thanks again, Lori, for calling in. We appreciate it, and we will talk at you later.
Very good. Thank you. Universities aren't government-run either. That's weird, except they're funded by other organizations, not just the government, that not necessarily are, not controlling the curriculum. I don't know, like UC Berkeley, maybe.
Oh yeah, they do get money from the government. Yeah,
The money from the government a lot of other places.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what I want to do is I don't want to get into the chat room too much longer because
I'm done.
It gets nowhere because they have their thought process and we have ours, and they never answer questions. You know, they never answer questions about their degrees. They never answer questions. So that's the problem.
Well, that doesn't mean that somebody's educated just because they went and got a degree. I'm just saying.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And then the guy answered at trade schools, on-the-job training. I mean, Lincoln never went and got a degree at a university.
I was going to say, how many people do we know?
A ton.
That didn't graduate from a university or college or high school.
That are making a ton of money. That I have a very good life. That are very
intelligent.
That are very educated in their fields and have actually, are the leaders of their industries. And there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them. Okay.
It seems to me like way back in the day, wasn't there some, like, you know, founding fathers?
Well, Lincoln is the one that stands out in my mind. A lot of them went back to colleges back then, and they had formal educations. And formal education can be good if you're being educated and not indoctrinated.
That's true.
And somewhere along the line, we went from one to the other in most of the major colleges. And they won't admit that because, when you start coming out of college thinking that communism and socialism is good, and you're not examining the truth or the facts of what it has done historically to large populations in every country it's ever been in, because they simply will not acknowledge the fact that the economic structure implodes at some point, kind of like what we're doing now.
Yeah.
And everybody starves and they kill a bunch of people. So, yeah. Anyway.
All right, let's move on.
So let's, I wanted to play this one clip and then we're going to go into the election stuff. So, so this is one of the parents down in Sacramento at high school level. And this guy, I'm sure, was educated at college. He got a pretty good indoctrination into left wing politics.
Oh, yes.
Are we ready? Yeah. Okay, let me get my
my name is Christopher Orr, and you guys fired Gabriel Gaib today because y'all got caught yesterday. You know. Okay, we, as people have mentioned, this guy had an Antifa flag on his wall. He had Chairman Mao on his wall. He was indoctrinating these kids every single day. He was abusing them, scaring them every single day. Where the hell was the principal? Where were the vice principals? Where was the other faculty at this school? Where was the superintendent? Where was the rest of the district? Where were you? You know, he was fired today. Why wasn't he fired a year ago? Why wasn't he fired 2 years ago? Why did this go on for so long? Why are you only doing anything about it now? Because you got caught. Exactly. Okay, and you guys, you're going to be held accountable. This is because of you. Okay? Gabriel Gaib is a symptom, not the sickness. The sickness is in the district. It's in the school. It's everywhere. And people are sick of it. We're aware of it. We know what's going on, especially now, and we know what you're doing, and we're not going to let this go. You can't just fire this one guy and then just call it quits, and it's done. It's not done. You're going to have to do something about this. We want the policy of the schools, the written policy change. We want you to follow the rules you're already supposed to be following. We want an investigation. As other people have mentioned, we need an investigation of this, a criminal investigation by an unbiased third party, not an internal investigation where you guys will let yourselves off the hook. Okay? You have to be held accountable. Now, you could get ahead of this. You could do something about it. You can actually care about what the people in your community and the parents of these students that you're supposed to be taking care of, what they have said and what they care about, what they want, what the law-abiding citizens of this country and this community want, or you can just double down and hide. It's not going to work because we'll be back. We'll be back. We're here today. We'll be here next week. We'll be at every freaking board meeting that you guys have. Okay? You have to do something. Do something now.
Yeah, there's no indoctrination going there.
No.
None at all.
And that's not the only place it's happening, folks, which we're probably, you know, preaching to the choir. But, I mean, the school system everywhere, people that need to look into it and pay attention because so much of that is going on in several areas.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the chat room. They never answer the questions. Now, Curious One did, not Curious One, but Philip 01, he did answer the question that he got it a BS, which is not a master's in nurse, and I respect that. There's no problem with that at all. And he also mentioned that you can get job on the job training. You know, I know people that have worked their way up to the top of a company. And trade school. So I don't have a problem with that. It's the other ones that keep echoing that, you know, I got a degree and you're not for education and Trump and Russia. You know, I'm about ready to tumbleweed needs to go because, all it is disruption. He's not answering any questions. You know, he doesn't say what he wants to, it's, you know, like eco. He got a master's in economy or what is that? There's no, you know, huh? There's no such thing as a master's in eco. Econ.
Still doesn't mean anything because you're.
That's what I'm saying. It's so I'm
got
about ready
little
to...
initials.
So speaking of this, I mean, I need to do more study, but I saw a video of a mom going to a school board meeting, sharing that her fourth grade daughter, the teacher, was sharing books about two gay boys.
Yeah, I saw that too. I would love to play that, but there were so many cuss words.
So many cuss words
that you know they're talking about.
I have a 9-year-old daughter, and like. That just
well, the teachers.
Well, we've had it on the show before. I don't know if you were here. They're even younger than that.
Well, the teacher,
the kindergartners, and the sex education and the
education
books that they have.
Has been infected by a group of leftists across the board that have been indoctrinated in the college system in general. You know, it's not everyone,
no,
but it's enough to where you go, what the hell's going on? It's like the one in Sacramento. How long has the guy been getting a pass on this? And they didn't know.
They never walked in his classroom.
They didn't know. And there's no more of them, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, yeah. So.
Where the teachers' union is one of the biggest, most powerful union that we have.
Yeah.
And they're not.
When I was in college, I never felt that indoctrination. I went, I learned my studies, and I went home. Milo Monopolis go to schools because there wasn't no battle. Everyone didn't want to battle politically. They wanted to go and learn their trade and then get their degree and go work.
Right.
I mean, this was 20, 30 years ago because I'm an old guy now.
Oh, but, yeah, you're really old.
But
like
at
the rest of us.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't, I don't remember any of that.
I think, though, they were starting it back then. It wasn't maybe so out in your face. Now, I mean, it's full blown. It's everywhere. And like the guy, you know, the teacher with the flags on the wall and everything. I mean, they're not trying to hide any of it.
Right.
And they get younger and younger and younger. I mean.
But you're against education.
Yeah.
You're anti-education.
Right.
No, I don't want my kids being taught communism because they lie about it. You know,
why don't you tell everything? If you want to teach history, teach all history. Yeah. Teach all of our history.
But don't slant it like the communists are good guys.
Right.
It's like I got a degree in economics. What kind? Government controlled economics? Have you, capitalism, socialism? You know, have you ever started and run a business? Have you ever owned a business? You know, so I got a degree in economics, but I've never had a business myself. And if I did, it failed because that's why I'm looking for work.
You know that clip you guys played last week? You guys brushed over it, but the lady talked about having the pride flag up. And she, under her voice, I took the American flag down because it made me feel creepy.
Right.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, here, let's play this. Have we played the, I don't think we've played the Candace Owens pull your kids out of school
right.
yet.
Right. Before you do that, it goes back to teaching them everything. Mm-hmm. With 9/11 being on Saturday. I watched where they were interviewing young kids. Like, you'd be surprised how many of them didn't even know what 9/11 was about.
Yeah.
And that's recent history, folks. Mm-hmm. Recent. So,
well, that's
there you
the
go.
Point, is they're not being taught. They're being indoctrinated.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just ridiculous. So let's listen to what Candace Owens has to say about it. Let's give the other side of the coin here on whether we're pro or education or not. And let's hear this. Here we go.
What are the children actually learning in school today? Well, first and foremost, they are learning that America is a fundamentally backwards and racist country. They are learning that it is a good attribute. It is a virtue to hate your country. It means you're educated, you're woke. They're learning to undermine their parents. They're learning that their parents are also backwards, and they're a part of that antiquated, old, backwards American culture that needs to go. They're smarter than their parents. Which is interesting because right now, I believe we rank somewhere near 37th in mathematics, our children, and getting worse. They're learning that breathing is a crime, that they're diseased. They're learning that they themselves are inherently racist if they have white skin, or inherently oppressed if they have black skin, or if you're like me and you have a biracial child, I don't know, somewhere in between, maybe half privileged, half oppressed. So I'll ask the question again, why are your children still enrolled in the school? And I want you to think about that and answer honestly. The answer, if you're being honest, is because there's nowhere else for them to go. This is a babysitting program. You're probably thinking, Candace, where else would you like me to send my children when we have to work? Me, I have to work, my father, my spouse, this father, we all have to work. So what do you want me to do with my children for 6 hours a day? That is what the government wants you to think, that you have no other options but to send your kids to school for free. By the way, it's free. It's free daycare. It's not free. Mm-hmm. It's costing your child's mind. Right now in this country, the state is winning. The Department of Education played a very slow game. Maybe it started with some feminism, right? Climb the corporate ladder. Why are you staying home and making dinner, right? Women, what are you doing? You should want to be just like a man. Get to work. Get a 9-to-5. Get a title. Get a C title. Be the CEO of a company. You are winning as a woman if you are just like men. Climb the corporate ladder. And now, all of our children are orphans. Now, we have no other option, right? Because we have to go to work. the state played a very slow hand. If you're sitting here wondering, what do they want? What's the purpose of this? I think about this all the time. Why would the state actively want to create a bunch of children who know nothing, who are failing at mathematics, who don't even know science, right? They're being told to, at the same time, trust the totalitarian science that tells them that they have to mask their faces, but also not to trust science like biology, which tells them that there are two genders. They have kids running around thinking there's 26, 27, infinite genders. They can be whatever they want when they wake up. They're actively teaching children to know nothing. And why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because what the government wants is a bunch of passionate idiots. They want useful idiots. That is the reason why right now in this country we have never, listen to me, ever handed out more degrees. And yet the kids every generation are getting dumber and dumber and dumber. I'm talking about standardized tests. You can look at them. The kids are getting dumber and dumber according to standardized tests, which is why the government is saying we need to do away with standardized tests. It's a form of racism. It's backwards. To even ask children to sit down and to grade them is a backwards white supremacist system, because they don't want you looking and realizing that actually your kids aren't coming out any better or smarter, but they are coming out woker. The point is for them to be a part of the system. The point is for them to get to college and to be convinced that because they are holding a meaningless degree in gender studies, in LGBT studies. Have you checked, by the way, what you can major in? It's incredible. It's incredible what kids can major in today. Nothing like the hard academics of yesteryear. Don't think these kids are signing up because they want to learn about engineering. Nope. Now the bulk of it is environmental policy, idealisms. These kids are going to school and they're getting degrees. And when they come out of that school with a degree in environmental policy or a degree in gender studies, they are met with the real world. And those kids will realize that they can't make any money and that they have become a part of a system that convinced them that if they stayed in school, they would be smarter, they would be better, and they'd be successful. But actually, no, it turns out that nobody needs a gender studies major when something breaks down in their house. So they graduate college and they have no means to make money. You know what that turns them into? An angry person. A person that hates their country. A person that thinks that there's something fundamentally wrong and backwards about America, especially about capitalism. Because look, they did everything right. They stayed in school and they can't make any money. They don't know how to change a tire. They don't know how to change a light bulb. In fact, the kids that they were convinced were stupid, you know, kids that went to trade school back in high school, they're making more money than them. How is that possible? This is the system that the Department of Education has intentionally created, because they know that what happens next is those kids that are super bitter and angry, they go out and they become the Antifa thugs that you see on the streets, the Black Lives Matter thugs that you see on the streets, the idiot professors that teach the kids the nothing that they know, because all they could become was a professor in the nothing that they ever learned, the gender studies programs. That is what is happening right now in the education system. We are intentionally churning out useful idiots. So I will ask you the question again. Why are you sending your children to school? There is a lot going on in this country right now. Let me tell you something. This is the most important battle. The battle for future generations. If we do not win this battle, nothing else will matter. Nothing. None of the arguments. Nothing will matter. If these kids grow up and they belong to the system, America will fall.
Yeah. That's anti-education. There you go. And a BS tumbleweed. You can get him out of there, too. He's an idiot.
Paying attention.
So anyway, that's the real truth that they don't want to embrace, because they are useful idiots. They're out there just causing trouble, throwing stones, not accepting any facts that go against their narrative. They're educated on stupidity is what they're educated. I never took a communist class. No, they indoctrinated you. You didn't go to commie U and learn capitalism.
They didn't stand up and say, guess what? This class is...
Just like the high school teacher. Oh, Che Guevara, good. Mao Zedong, good. Orange man bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. These guys are idiots. They don't have a clue. They're out there in the frickin' real world and they can't even make a living. So, with that, let's move on to Donald Trump.
Well, let's go to a break.
Are we going to go to a break?
Yeah, we're almost at the bottom of the hour, so why don't we do that so then we can just go with Donald Trump on the next leg of this.
Okay.
How's that work? All right, this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Join Turtle Bay and Dutch Bros Coffee on Thursday, September 16th for Caffeinate for a Cause. From 7 to 9 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., $1 from all drink sales and tips given to our honorary baristas go towards supporting Turtle Bay education programming. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org.
That's a good song. I like that one, Clapton. I guess the fact that Clapton almost, couldn't play his guitar and is totally anti-vax now because he got the shot and the booster and it almost put him out of business.
Yeah. He's not educated.
He's not educated, yeah.
I forgot.
Wait, he's not?
No.
No, I guess not.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I just had to throw that out there, but yeah.
Honesty is not these guys' policy. That's the problem. There's not an honest bone in their body. They proved it in the chat room just a second ago when they said Common Ground was canceled because of the threats. I'm not going to say why Common Ground was canceled.
But that wasn't it.
But I know for a fact that wasn't it.
Yeah.
So he's either been lied to or he's a liar. Take your pick. Okay. With that said, I think we got the chat room kind of cleaned up, and maybe we
I don't even waste my time on them. But let's move on.
You know,
we were going to go to Trump.
I kind of led them down the garden path into that Candace Owen thing because, you know, they don't want to hear anything that, like I say, they're useful idiots. Okay, so let's go to Trump. So here's Trump speaks at a New York firefighters at the New York firefighters on 9/11, and where was you know, it's interesting that China Joe did a bunch of events, and I can't find a speech. Did he?
I don't think he did a speech at all.
No.
I think he wouldn't talk.
I think he
showed
up.
They probably wouldn't have let him.
Ice cream?
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Where's the ice cream? Yeah, where's the ice cream? And so here's Trump at this New York firefighters on 9/11. Oh, hold on a second.
The election was rigged, and that's what we got. That's what we got. Listen, I want to thank everybody. You are incredible people. We love you. We always will. And a lot of things interesting happening. They are, you know, they're only good at doing bad things, in my opinion. If they fought the war the way they fought the election, where they stole it, I don't even say stole it, they rigged it.
Yes.
We would have had, this war would have been over 20 years ago. You wouldn't have had a war. You would have had the thing, they would have been apologizing 20 years ago. But they didn't do that. They don't do that. They only do bad stuff. You wonder whether or not they love our country. I love you. Thank you all very much.
Isn't that a little, don't you think that's a far cry from what we've been seeing from Joe Biden lately? It's funny how you can't even challenge the election anymore. You can't say they rigged it. When was the last time you heard that on mainstream TV? In the meantime, they're getting ready to probably decertify the election in Arizona.
Yeah.
I mean, all you gotta do is look it up. Google it. It's there. They've went through, they found a discrepancy of almost 300,000 votes.
Yeah, they've been doing their homework down there. Like I said earlier, I do believe they even went door knocking to make sure on what they were looking at.
Yeah, they went door to door. 11,000 doors is what they knocked on.
Yeah, to make sure that they weren't putting out there information that was incorrect or that, you know, what they were looking at was incorrect or was it correct,
and if,
you know?
And if Trump's right, if that is correct, and they did steal or rig the election, and the guy who's in office is destroying America, Are we gonna let it go? That's the question. It comes down to, are we gonna put up with it? Are we going to let Joe continue his puppetry from the master, whoever it is?
Yeah, I don't think people are gonna put up with too much more between what we have going on with the vaccines and what happened in Afghanistan. There's a lot of Americans that are not very happy. I think, you know, they're beginning to stand up even more and more on this.
Oh, let's mandate everybody has to put a mask on.
Yeah. Because I say so, because I'm Joe.
You know, I'm seeing, you know, Biden got booed at the 9/11 memorial. 18 states have passed election reform laws this year.
Yeah, and I believe the people that are doing, it may not be the same people, the Arizona election stuff. There's other states that are starting to audit their elections.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, not just...
Now, when he says that they're going to decertify the election, does that mean in Arizona or as a whole? Because it looks to me like this thing is kind of dominoing a little bit. If you post that on the internet, they will censor it. If you post that on Facebook, they will censor it. You know, it's just like they censored the VAERS program numbers because they don't want you to see the truth, even their own numbers. They censor everything, and then the useful idiots go, oh, yeah, it's been FDA approved. But they censor anything that shows to the contrary. Because
even when it comes from a government source.
Yeah, from themselves.
Yeah,
they're,
exactly.
They're censoring themselves.
False.
But yeah, also, if you watch his YouTube stuff, he has more, like 10 times more downvotes than he does upvotes, and then YouTube deletes that, so you can't see it.
Right.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah.
The last,
but he's to make
the
it look good.
But he's the most popular president in the history of the country, right? We're supposed to buy that crap.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and anybody who has an ounce of common sense knows that that's BS. You just got to think a little bit. Does he draw large crowds? Does he speak well? Did he run a great campaign? Nothing. You got nothing.
Yeah.
And his policies since he got in there by hook or crook has been disastrous from day one.
But listen to him. It's all Trump's fault. Don't you know that?
Everything's Trump's fault.
No matter what.
He's allowed, you know, we're all supposed to get vaccines, but he's allowed over 1 million unvaccinated aliens across the southern border and still pouring in. 100,000 unvaccinated military age Afghans fly into our country.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're just supposed to go, it's okay.
I'll go to the train station. No problem.
We can't talk about that election thing because
or the ones that are coming to the border that aren't vaccinated.
We'll be attacked by the left. You know something? You're starting to see stadiums. I'm looking at a football stadium, and you know what their chant is? F Joe Biden. I mean,
I've seen it everywhere.
Yeah, everybody's had enough. F Joe Biden is what they're chanting because he's the most popular president,
yeah.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. I think that the tipping point's coming. What that means on the other side, I don't know, but between Afghanistan and the vaccines and being mandatory this and getting into people's lives and the education stuff coming out more and more.
I mean, I have leftist friends on social media that are like, I don't know if I want to what side I'm on anymore. They're so confused now because they're starting to wise up.
Yeah, because they took a red pill is what's going
right,
on.
Right, and it's starting to wear off.
It's
starting,
exactly. Well, it's starting to take effect, maybe.
Either way you look at it.
The new Matrix movie coming out. So
Reality check.
Yeah.
Well, and then I got another story here. And you got to take everything. Epic stadium chants, we love Trump. You heard a little bit of the clip from the New York firefighters.
All right.
I don't see those kind of clips for Biden anymore, if I ever saw them at all.
Right. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Ron. Good morning, Ron.
I can't see the board, so.
Good morning. Biden, he's about as popular as a rabid skunk right about now, I think. That's probably
it's
not
true.
What I'm called about.
Yeah.
You guys talked about Michael Lindell. I think it was called Absolute Proof, and I think it was on Rumble.
Yes.
I had my son look it up for me because he's got the computer. And I can't believe how other countries can phone in on their cell phones and change the votes. And we have those Dominion voting machines right
mm-hmm.
in Shasta County.
We do.
And I would like to see those things taken out and give them a float test.
Well, you know, we've got to get rid of the people in charge in Shasta County. I had the elections clerk, Kathy Allen Darling, here on the show, and she was for them. I asked her, are you in favor of the Dominion voting machines? Oh, yeah. She's not in favor of voter ID either. So we've got a clean house here. That's what part of this recall is about, is getting rid of the status quo, because these guys are running everything into the ground because it's all political. It's all about money. It's all about the good old boys club, and we've got to get rid of these guys.
And even if we could change the machines, if they don't change the people and the way that they do the chain of custody with the votes, it's not going to change.
Yeah, this is what I'm afraid of, but I'm afraid right now that they know how to rig the machine. And what I'm worried now about is Gavin Newsom, actually winning the vote with fraud. And right now, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to vote for Larry Elder, because I've quizzed some of the other people, and some of them do not like or don't want to.
Kylie?
Lost my train of thought. But anyhow, what we want to do with forming a new state.
Right. And the state of Jefferson.
And they don't want that. I mean, and anyhow, So right now, as far as I'm concerned, Larry Elder is, I went down to his show or his lecture down there, and I was pretty impressed with him. And when you talk to him, he'll talk with you, he'll answer you. And he's more for things that I'm getting. So now I don't ask them what they're thinking. I tell them what I'm thinking. Do you agree with me? And if they don't agree with me, Kevin Kiley didn't agree with me, so I walked off. I said, I won't be able to vote for you at all.
Well, I mean, I'm with you. I'm going for Elder myself. It's not. I think Kevin Kiley has done some great stuff, but yep. I think we need him in the legislature because that's where he's at right now, and he's doing the most good there.
Okay.
I think we need to get rid of Newsom no matter what, and mm-hmm. so we need to rally around Elder, in my opinion, at this point, just to get Newsom out of there
yep.
No matter what, because he has to go. If he stays there much longer, the damage he's going to do is it might be irreparable. And
right.
I think the state of Jefferson got a bad rap from all the media and everything else. All they want is representation, and I think a state split is a very legitimate way to go if it's done correctly and constitutionally.
Yes.
So. But I have to agree with you, Ron. I'm a little worried about the vote, too,
yeah.
just because of past of what's going on mm-hmm. with the recall on Governor Newsom now. If the numbers come in and people don't like them, are we going to have an audit or what's going to happen here,
I mean,
you know, because we're still using the same machines?
Well, it depends on how bad that is overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know, see, that's the other side of that. I mean, in the presidential election, Trump was winning so overwhelmingly, they had to cheat so much that
yep.
it actually exposed them. So we can only hope because we
yeah.
know that these guys are trying to cheat. They're already saying print your ballots at home from a computer. What could go wrong there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to have to be audited if he does win, and they're going to have to do the same time a forensic audit because that's the only thing that will stop them.
That's exactly right. So, anyway, thank you for letting me air my views on your show. I enjoy
no
it.
No problem.
Thanks, Ron.
We enjoy the calls.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Very
thank
good.
You bet. Have a good day.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I have to agree with him, but we still need to, you know, do your vote.
Yeah, well, everybody's next
yeah.
Tuesday. Got to show up. And
yep, the 14th.
So a caller just called in.
Yes.
And asked if Congress is under the mandate of the vaccine.
As far as
no.
I know, no.
No,
wow.
I just saw that, is that
yeah.
they have exempted themselves. What's
yeah.
for thee is not for me.
Haven't we heard this before, whether it was health care, whatever, and when it comes to them, they exempt themselves out all the time.
These guys are expert gaslighters. They are expert gaslighters, giving you a scenario that makes you think one thing while they know exactly the opposite. So they're lying to you to manipulate you. Get the vax, but we'll exempt ourselves. You
yeah.
know, it's all about.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But it's so good, and we don't want you to make anybody else sick. But we're not going to do it.
Because they don't believe it.
Right. Do more than 100 of them get together in the Capitol and in rooms?
There was a comedian that said, if you lose your job over not getting the vaccine, go get a job in the White House. You'll be fine.
Yeah. you know, and I haven't verified. That's why I didn't bring it up. But, I mean, that's what I'm hearing. And would you believe it's true or not? I mean, I have
yeah.
no doubt that that's probably true.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Of course it's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I
and
guess
with
we
that,
call
we do have a caller. We've got Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Hey.
Hey.
Some quick announcements. Mark mentioned this Tuesday morning, 9 a.m., Board of Supervisors meeting. They've got a resolution on there which is contradicting itself. They're going to strongly oppose state-mandated vaccines. While on that same document, they're going to say, but we have to do it because you say so. So please show up and voice your concerns there.
That's the strong letter that they're going to write to the governor. Which is ridiculous. Oh, we're going to write
a letter.
No, they're going to write a strong letter saying that they oppose him, and then at the bottom of it, they're going to say, "Well, but we're going to do whatever you tell us."
Because we want the money.
And then that same evening, 6:30 p.m. open session, Shafty Union High District on Eureka Way. they are having an open meeting. It's not going to be virtual, so. We show up. The last couple of meetings have been very contentious with the parents showing up on the vaccine. And their superintendent, I forgot his name, is endorsing the vaccine for the athletic program. It is in writing. And that superintendent has no medical background. And of course, they're violating the Brown Act, just like all these other local boards mm-hmm. are. So I'm going to be showing up there and educating them on that. And then I have one other topic. City of Reading tabled last Tuesday's meeting. It was going to be closed session to sell the entirety of the Turtle Bay properties down to McConnell. We found out about it, put some stuff online, and said, you guys are violating the law, which they are, of course. And then this past Tuesday, they said, well, we're going to go ahead and table it and conduct an open session. Well, gee, thanks, City Council. Don't do me any favors. Yeah, actually follow the law and hold the open session prior to the closed session, which is required. So when that gets rescheduled, I hope a lot of people show up because we don't want Turtle Bay to go into private hands.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's...
Well, you got to wonder about how they did it and everything that's gone on in the past that maybe they already had this planned a few years back when they did the Sheraton Hotel and I'm just asking.
There is, Lee Salter seems to have his hand in a lot of pies across the board. And McConnell.
Isn't there somebody else in there, too? Is it Warren?
Mike Warren. I don't think Mike Warren's on the board, but I know Lee Salter's in there. Nobody ever talks about these guys.
Yeah.
But McConnell is the largest property owner in the county, I believe. And
the city continues to do real estate deals behind closed doors in violation of the Brown Act, by the way. I've read that section of the Brown Act. In July, or I believe it was July, they sold 1313 California Street, the old Reading Police property. Mm-hmm. They sold it to guess who? McConnell. And they sold it in closed session. And I could not find the open session prior to that sale. So that was a violation right there. Mm.
And I got word, and I haven't been able to vet it yet, that there's some minerals that might be down on that property as well.
Oh, wow, sir.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right, well, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Anyway, right. Thanks, Rich. We appreciate it. I'll be getting a hold of you too on that other issue on the emails. Okay.
Okay, we do have another caller. We've got Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Go ahead and turn your radio off, Donna.
Donna, are you with us?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was listening to the radio.
Yeah.
That's
Go ahead and turn it off for us.
Oh, I did. I turned it off.
Very good. Go ahead.
What can we do for you?
This might sound like a dumb question, but I used to be such a trusting person, or maybe I was just naive, I don't know. But on the voting, you know, I didn't fill out the mail-in ballot, so I like to go to the poll. I think that's the American way.
That's what I do.
And so my question is, should I take my mail-in ballot, or should I get a ballot when I'm there?
No, you have to take your mail-in ballot.
Otherwise they'll make you go home a lot of times and get it.
They won't let you vote without bringing the ballot in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then do I get to put my ballot into the machine?
Yeah, they'll let you use your ballot in the machine and you vote there.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's where my trusting comes in. Whether my vote's really going to be counted.
Right. Well, I don't know what to tell you, but I feel much better about going down there and voting in person than I do through the mail.
Okay, great.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, I love your program. I look forward to it every weekend.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Donna. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
It's supposed to work that way. You go down with your ballot. You're supposed to be able to put your own ballot in the box and have it counted correctly.
Yeah, you can do it either way.
At the same time, when you do that, you should have on the bottom of your ballot be able to track it.
Yes, that's why they keep you that. They give you that slip that you pull off.
Just
there.
So you know
so
that.
So you can
Donna.
Drop
yeah.
the ballot off, but if you want to vote there, you have to bring your ballot in and vote it through the machine.
Wonder if you didn't receive a ballot.
Well, then you have to say something about it or go down there and find out why you didn't get a ballot. You know, go down to the county elections clerk and find out what's going on.
I'm voting in person.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So we got a few minutes left here.
Don't forget, we do a podcast on Mondays.
Yes, that's true.
At 10 a.m. right after Jefferson State of Mind.
Yep.
And if you go to mountaintopmedia.com, you can see not only ours, you can see Jefferson State of Mind, and I believe there's another podcast on there as well.
Patriot.
Something Patriot.
Yeah, I've got it right here.
And I'm not sure who's on tomorrow. I've been working on different stuff, so I'm not sure where we're going tomorrow.
Yeah,
but,
so that's Mountaintop Media. You have to go. And I've posted it on my Facebook, so if you're trying to find it.
And actually, not to interrupt, you can type in mountaintopmedia.com now.
and we'll go there.
And it'll pop up, yeah, well, a lot easier.
I've posted what we're going to put on as our logo. I posted it on my Facebook, that I'm going to put on there. It has the address of Mountaintop Media now, and it gives you a place to go if you haven't been able to find it.
Yeah.
It gives you the
and
exact
I think
address.
They're still working on the phone systems, and all of this is new, so just bear with us. So I don't think we have a phone number for people to call in yet. But
we will get one.
But we are getting it. They're working on a lot of different areas. Right. There's a lot to do here, folks.
This will only be our third podcast. So it's a different medium. We're getting used to it so we can then maximize the benefits of podcasting as opposed to live radio.
Yeah.
And we're getting better at this, and we will continue to get better at this on how we post things and get callers and so forth.
And even if it's not just for there, but for here, if you want to have a subject as to go over or have information, especially about local businesses that maybe have been threatened or, you know, somebody's come to them and said something during this pandemic, quote unquote, and everything. Give us a call. Give me a call, 221-0101, and we'll see what we can do with that. And I believe we got a couple callers now. I believe we got Nick first. Good morning, Nick.
Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning. I wanted to tell you a little bit about that Turtle Bay deal. The big buyers on it was McConnell, Turtle Bay, and K2.
Yeah, that's right. K2 is in it.
Who's K2?
Aren't they?
They're a construction outfit that built that three-story where Dickers used to be, where the taxpayers gave them $20 million to build it. You can bet your rear end that the taxpayers are going to be having grants and stuff to purchase Turtle Bay the way they want to.
Hmm.
The thing about Turtle Bay is they signed two back-to-back 55-year leases with the city of Redding, who owns the property, and their rent was improvements they put on the property. Watch them try and take that off the final price.
That is such a crappy deal.
And we're going to have so much money involved in that, and it's going to go over to private entities. I'll tell you, I've heard a few things about K2 that doesn't smell very good either.
Well,
the police station. If you recall, a couple years ago, there was a guy from out of town that came in and wanted to buy that and develop it, and the city council put him together with Turtle Bay, and they were going to work out a partnership deal and put something in there. And all of a sudden, he's dropped out, and McConnell's got the whole thing. Hmm. You know, the fun just never ends.
And no, it never does. We've got another caller, Nick. Do you have something else?
Yeah.
We don't have much time. Sorry.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, thanks, Nick. Didn't mean to hurry you, but we're running out of time. And good morning, Maria.
Oh, good morning. I just wanted to tell you something, 9/11. I was in 2012. I was coming in a plane from Washington D.C. from the Fireman's Memorial, and I was sitting next to a black guy, big. And we got to talking, and I said, "What do you do?" He worked at the Pentagon. I said, "Oh, good. Tell to me." And he said, "I'm going to tell you something." And he raised his voice real loud, and he said, "There was no plane there. I was there. I was picking up pieces. There was no plane there."
That's what I've heard, too. It's hard to verify.
Things,
I saw a news report that day where the guy was a reporter out there, and he said there was no plane, there was no tail, there was no trace of a plane in that particular thing, and then you never saw the report again. I found
that on Utah. I saw that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was firsthand from somebody that worked at it, picking up the pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to take a little bit of thought on some of these and give them a little bit of credence. I mean, I hate to be conspiratorial nut job, but you know something? We found out a lot of this stuff to be true.
Yeah.
And when you start finding a pattern, you know, you're walking through a forest and all of a sudden the trees are all planted in rows, it doesn't take a brainchild to figure out that there's some design to it. So, you know, I mean, I guess we'll just keep going on and reporting what we see, but it's crazy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right,
Maria.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Bye.
We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah,
there's just so much of that going on.
Well, and you got to be careful, too, because they leak crap information that and gaslight you to get you running down rabbit trails that aren't there. And that's typical CIA counterintelligence crap, you know. I mean, they'll post a story that's complete BS, and then a bunch of people will chase that BS, and, you know, whether it's QAnon or whatever happens to be the case, you know, you got to be careful because you get sucked into different things. And I'm not saying QAnon was a bad thing as much as they used it, I believe, to, and there's a lot of good patriots that were over there, but they used some of that
that's why, again, you really have to watch it and dig in deep into where you're getting the information. And I guess we're at the end of the time once again.
I mean, I just think that there's so much disinformation that you overlook, you know, valid information. Anyway, you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Have a break.
Working with my hands.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.